XRP funds draw inflows as Bitcoin, Ether, Solana ETFs, bleed U.S. crypto exchange-traded funds split in two directions on September 9, 2026. XRP funds drew fresh inflows while Bitcoin, Ether, and Solana products logged outflows, according to CoinDesk's live ETF tracking. The divergence is small in the scheme of a multi-trillion-dollar market, but the direction is what caught attention. Money moved toward Ripple's token on a day when the three larger crypto assets by ETF assets were shedding it. Price action lined up with the flows. As of September 9, 2026, XRP traded at 144, up 3.72% over 24 hours and 6.76% on the week, per CoinMarketCap market data. That made it the best-performing major on both windows. Bitcoin sat at 79,214, 0.94% on the day, Ether at 25,013, so 1.42%, and Solana at 104,477, 1.80%. The broader mood stayed risk-on, with the fear and greed index reading 74, or greed. Reading a one-day divergence, a single session of ETF flows is not a trend. Fund flows swing on rebalancing, options expiries, tax lot management, and the timing of large tickets from a handful of institutional desks. One asset attracting money, while three lose it, can reverse the next morning. So the honest framing is narrow. On this day, allocators added to XRP exposure through regulated funds and trimmed the others. That said, the pattern fits a rotation narrative that has been building around XRP. When capital rotates within crypto rather than leaving it, it usually chases relative strength or a fresh catalyst. XRP's price lead over Bitcoin, Ether, and Solana on both the daily and weekly frame gives momentum traders a reason to lean in. And ETF wrappers let institutions express that view without touching a wallet or an exchange account. The regulatory backdrop that matters for XRP does not trade in a vacuum this week. The token sits close to the Clarity Act debate, the market structure bill that would sort digital assets into commodity and security buckets and hand much of the oversight to the CFTC. A cleaner statutory category for tokens like XRP is precisely the kind of development that makes compliance desks comfortable holding a spot ETF. Traders have been pricing both outcomes, and prediction market money has flowed onto the fails side of the vote as well as the passes side, so the legislative path is far from settled. For anyone weighing the flow data, the takeaway is that XRP's institutional bid is partly a bet on where U.S. rules land. If the market structure framework advances, funds referencing XRP get a firmer footing. If it stalls, the same desks can pull the ticket as fast as they placed it. Fund flows versus spending utility ETF inflows measure institutional appetite, not the utility of a token in everyday payments. XRP's original pitch was fast, cheap cross-border settlement, and that use case is separate from whether a fund added a few million in a session. For readers who actually move money, the more relevant question is where a token can be spent or converted without friction. On that front, XRP support on crypto cards is thinner than for Bitcoin, stablecoins, or Ether. Most crypto card programs settle spending from a stablecoin or fiat balance and treat volatile tokens as a funding source. You sell into the card, not a currency you spend directly. A holder riding XRP's move who wants to convert gains into real-world purchases would typically route through a stablecoin balance first, then spend, which adds a conversion spread on top of any network and card fees. That layered cost is easy to overlook when a token is up 7% on the week and the temptation is to spend the paper gain. The signal worth tracking, the number to watch, is not one day of XRP inflows, but whether the split persists into the following sessions. A second and third day of the same divergence would turn a data point into a rotation. A reversal, with Bitcoin and Ether funds reclaiming the flows, would confirm this was noise around a strong price day. Either way, the ETF tape is now a live read on how U.S. institutions rank the majors, and right now XRP is the one they are adding.